championship. For the first time in two decades, college basketball has a repeat champion.
And Coach K is the proud father of three in more ways than one. At midcourt, launches the shot. Oh, and almost went in! Almost went in, and Duke is the king of the dance, 2010. The Blue Devils are the national champions of 2015.
National championship number five for Mike Krzyzewski.
Just an unbelievable tournament performance by Coach K and his young Devils.
What's up? What's happening? It's Friday night. Hi, Presley Davis.
All I can think about when you said that was, have you seen that audition for, what was it, X Factor or something? And that guy wrote his own song about it's Friday night.
That was me.
It was the funniest thing ever. Everyone has to look it up.
I haven't seen it.
It was like X Factor or something. Simon was on it as a judge.
It was probably me.
It's hilarious. You sounded just like him.
I'm that awkward. Friday night. Hi.
Hey.
You're dealing with a little cold.
Yeah.
So.
I sound terrible.
I might be on the mic by myself for a little bit, but that's all good. Fresh off of about wrapped up 10 minutes ago, the Duke exhibition game where they thrashed Northwest Missouri State. 93 to 60. So a good one half of a practice game. I thought we'll get into the first half in a minute. They've definitely faced tougher competition playing 5-on-5 against each other in practice and countdown to craziness, most likely. That team was extremely undersized. Remember that as you get into the statistics and whatnot. But also with defense, the way that team 1-5 can handle the ball, play on the perimeter, and take jump shots. Our big guys really had, you know, Wendell and Marvin, Marquise, they had to really chase some guys around, and I thought they did a good job with that. Still, though, it's a Division II team. They were Division II champions, however, Division II team. But, I mean, you've seen teams like that come in before and give some teams trouble. Not only Duke, but a lot of other teams have struggled before. So to see them thrash them and look like basically in mid-season form, and it's only the first exhibition. Am I saying that right? I feel like I'm so self-conscious of my speech impediments because that guy called me out.
What did you say?
Exhibition.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
I just
think exhibition.
Yeah.
It has the H in it.
Yeah.
All good. You're fine.
If I pronounce something wrong, yes, I can't help it.
You're fine.
Continue. So, I feel like you can almost disregard the second half. There's a lot of things you can take from it, but as far as like the rotation, the bench minutes, key players coming off the bench, and who got what, like, just because Justin Robinson snagged 8 minutes and had a dunk from hell and looked great for a few minutes doesn't mean he's going to play 8 minutes in a conference game. We were up by 40. So with the everybody getting a few minutes, you know, we were winning by 40, and Grayson doesn't need to play the second half if we're winning by 40 at all. Same with all of the starters. And with the starting lineup of Duval, Gary Trent Jr., Grayson, Marvin Bagley, and Wendell Carter, it looks like that's going to be the starting lineup for a while. It seemed to work really well. And Marquise coming off the bench and playing some key minutes and looking good. But again, with the post play of Wendell, Marvin, and Marquise, and even Javin, that team was so undersized. So you got to take that into account when they were all dominating. However, it's hard to think of a team that's not going to be undersized against us this year. How big we are. And, you know, like, we're finally getting rebounds, getting offensive rebounds, getting second chance points, and we're going to limit other teams from getting second chance points. If you look up some of the statistics in the past few years of Carolina, granted we beat them most of the time, the second chance points and offensive rebounds that they would have against our teams, the Ingram team and our squad last year with Tatum and whatnot, if you look at the offensive rebounds and second chance points that they put up against us, it would almost seem impossible that we could even win the game. And, you know, the only reason why we won is because we would shoot so well from the perimeter, limit our turnovers. But if we could have limited them on the glass and second chance points, we would probably beat them by 30 every time. So this year, the way it looks with our size and athleticism and energy and in great shape, how deep we are, just everything, it seems like we're going to limit other teams from second chance points, like I just said, five times. But there's a downside to that, which is we might not make as many threes. Is that a downside? I mean, if you take less, you're going to make less, and we're probably going to take less. I did see who hit a three. So Wendell hit a three. He shot one, made one. Marvin Bagley shot two. One of them was shot clock running down. He hit one also. Duvall took two. He didn't make one. Gary Trent took two. They were both a little forced. Duvall, I don't think his shot is there right now. But like I said, that doesn't make or break him. He is needed for so much more with his game pace, game control, pushing the pace, lengthy point guard defense on the perimeter, and just running the whole team, getting others involved. I mean, that's the key to Duke, amongst a thousand other things, but he's definitely one of the main keys to this team. I thought he looked a little nervous in the beginning, and then I thought he settled in, and he was having to guard the other team's best player, and I thought he looked pretty well. He finished up with, I think, 7 points, 5 assists, and a few steals. So, again, I don't look too far into numbers with this team, with this game, just for the fact that, like I said, that team was extremely undersized. You know, we played one half, and all the, you know, key minutes for the starters, basically one half. So with all that being said, you can still get a few takeaways. And one of the main things Coach K was saying was how they're going to go watch film tomorrow, I think he said.
Tomorrow morning.
And when you watch a game like that compared to playing in it, you can see the whole floor and you can see like little things that either you did or a teammate did or yourself as a defensive unit or offensive unit did that he's going to pick out and show them, like, you see what you did here. It doesn't matter who they're playing, the sets that they're running and the schemes that they have, he's going to pick out things where, you know, they did something wrong or they need to change something or they need to tweak something. And when you get to visually see that up on a screen or however they're watching it, it can really help the team as a whole and each player individually as well. So they're going to do that tomorrow, and I think that's one of the main things for these games. Obviously, first and foremost is playing in front of a crowd, playing against an enemy, and
what?
You struggling?
A little bit.
Ashley Davis has congestional head issues right now. Mm-hmm. She does not want to make a noise into the mic.
I sound like a man.
She does not want to make a noise into the mic. You can mute your mic right here if you need to.
I'm good.
Hit that one. So, what was I talking about? So, for these games, the main thing is playing in front of a crowd, getting the jitters out of the way, getting in game shape, which they look to be in really good shape. The little chemistry of playing as a team, start developing that chemistry, which it looks like they've been developing it because they look damn good. And really use the play that they got for the live gameplay to go back and look at for film and then have those few practices to improve on that and then execute it in the next exhibition. That word's making me so self-conscious. And then move on to the, you know, beginning games, which is still not that tough a competition. But we do have Michigan State coming up pretty sooner than not, which is going to be exciting. So overall takeaways from this, you know, not looking too much into statistics, although Grayson, he just, I don't know how to describe him.
On fire.
On fire.
Amazing.
Is it
healthy?
Yeah,
healthy. The Grayson Allen.
Healthy is a huge.
Hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, I'm gonna knock on the wood. Grayson just looked like a man. Can you just say a man on a mission?
For sure.
He just looked like, I'm going to do whatever I have to do this year, and I don't care who's in front of me. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. You know, he shot 9 for 15 from the field, 5 for 10 from 3. I'm a very big fan of Grayson Allen taking good shots, but when he's coming off of screens and sort of like a, you know, running off screens, throwing up good threes, I'm a fan of him taking 10 threes a game if they're none of them are forced. That's one of our, you know, if we do have a few threes here and there, he's going to be one of the main contributors in that stat line. And if we grab a few from Bagley here and there, a few from Wendell, maybe one or two from Javin, one or two from Gary Trent, then we're going to be good. Like, we're going to be fine in that aspect. And then
I thought Javin looked good.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that. He was 4 for 4, grabbed 7 rebounds, had 9 points. He looked like he had the same energy that he did last year. Came in with full energy, hustled on every play, hustled on every defensive play, crashed the boards at all cost. And but he also looked like he was more developed in his, you know, skill level. His skill level was so much higher than last year's what it looked like. And I think that's also a big thing with the team that he's playing with. Like, they're playing to his game. Run, athletic, crash the boards, block shots, pound the paint, score. I mean, that's what they're doing. So I thought he looked good. I'm interested to see where he finds minutes and what lineup he's out there with. But, you know, it's
just keep talking.
Anyways, so
I can't keep it back.
Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
You are struggling.
This is terrible.
I feel terrible for you.
Everyone probably hates this episode now.
Yeah.
Or right now, I mean.
Send hate mail to Presley Davis.
No. Because we keep, you keep pausing to laugh at me.
I just feel bad for you. You need some NyQuil, don't you? No?
No.
Some DayQuil?
Continue.
Anyway, so, I mean, there's not much bad to say. They obviously have a few things they got to work on. Obviously, at first, you could tell a few of them were nervous. I thought Bagley looked like he had a little nerves here and there. I thought Duvall looked a little nervous, but then they settled in. Bagley looked like a stud, you know, putting up 16 points in basically one half of play. You had Gary Trent. I mean, I didn't think he was going to miss. He came out, and I was just like, this is the best player of all time. Is it too early to consider Gary Trent as the best, swaggiest player of all time? Not to mention, I promise you, that kid is 25 years old. I'm 22.
You don't even know how old
you are. How old is he? 19?
19.
It's a fucking lie.
He has full-grown facial hair.
I thought
he definitely doesn't look like a 19-year-old physically.
No.
Like,
but again, his dad was an NBA player, and I guarantee you, not only does he have the genetics from his dad, but his dad's put him through, you know, he knows what it takes.
Yeah.
So he's been through that, and you can tell by how calm he looked, how athletic he is, how strong he is, how poised he is. He looked good. I mean, obviously, sometimes those mid-range shots, if he's taking those, sometimes they're not going to fall. But the fact that he's taking them with confidence and he's seeing them go in early, that alone, it just – it means a lot to a freshman. You know, it means a lot. So for this team to gel early and find their identity as early as possible, it does nothing but – multiple benefits overall, and the quicker we can get to blowing everybody out and going undefeated. I'm definitely not on that train, but could you just imagine how amazing it would be if we just went 40-0?
That'd be nice. Yes,
I would just be so happy.
Fingers crossed.
Like, I would be done. I'll be like, I'm retiring from being a basketball fan. This is the greatest year of my life.
That would be so fun. So much fun.
So, obviously, I just don't really see it happening. We don't get to be in an easy conference the way Kentucky does. So, we have to go through this rigorous play and then this insane ACC tournament. And then, obviously, the NCAA tournament. So, but I may keep hinting on that from time to time until we catch that first L. And even if we do, we'll just learn from that. Duke will learn from that. They'll get better from that. But obviously, I don't think anybody listening to this, anybody who follows us on Twitter, anybody who watches the game, I don't think you like losing. So try not to lose. I think that's the motto.
Nobody likes losing, but, you know, can't help it. Win some, lose some.
I think the main motto of the season is to score more points than the other teams.
Yeah, duh.
That's my insider information. Duke looks to score more points than other teams. So there you go. I like the starting lineup. I'm interested to see how Bolden comes along, especially with him coming off the bench, attitude and whatnot. But he looked in great shape. He was running the floor well. Post-up looked good. Wendell Carter had one hell of a putback dunk. Or maybe not even a putback dunk. It was at the end of the first half when they dropped it down to him with the clock running out. And he just,
yes.
Everybody got hyped.
Yes.
You saw Alex O'Connell running up to him. I'm like, who's that spaghetti noodle?
Stop.
Because when you see somebody like Alex O'Connell standing next to Wendell Carter, you're like, Jesus, genetics are wild.
Mm-hmm.
Alex O'Connell, you look like a 19-year-old should look. That's all I'm saying. Gary Trent, I'm convinced he's 26. That's all I'm saying, and I'm not mad at that at all. So with him and Grayson Foreman, the wing, you know, they fill out the wing roles. They have that bond going. They both are poised. They're both tough. They're both relentless. I think that's going to be huge for Duke, having that backbone that they have and that mentality that they have. Is I haven't seen that with Duke since 2015, obviously. You saw it a little bit in the ACC tournament last year, but even in the ACC tournament last year, it looks like we were going off of pure will. So, I mean, that's basically it. Team looked good. Oh, Jordan Goldwire. I really like Jordan Goldwire. I thought he hustled, grabbed 5 boards, few assists. He had a few turnovers. You know, I know he was probably extremely nervous. I know I would be extremely nervous. But I think Jordan Goldwire is really going to sneak in some minutes here and there to spell Trayvon Duval to come in and handle the ball. And I think that's going to be big for this team also. I think he's going to show up a lot more than people were expecting him to. And, I mean, that's about it. All I do know is they shot 70% pretty much, 69% in the first half. That's... That's just ridiculous. 69% in the first half. Overall out-rebounded Northwest Missouri State 51-25. The majority of that reason is because they were missing and we weren't. Hustled, looked good. It's a good season to be a Duke fan. Pray for health.
Yes.
That's all you have to do. Is
main
just,
key.
Just pray for health.
The health factor.
It'll be interesting to see us go up against some real competition soon, get tested early in the season. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see how the team plays against length. You know, we have length. I'm excited to play against length and see how Duke's length overcomes another team's length. You've seen lengthy teams in the past give Grayson Allen trouble, you know, with Kentucky and teams like that. And I'm excited to go against those teams because we have just as much length, more length than anybody. So I'm just so excited to be the team, you know, for lack of a better term, bullying teams. I feel like we've been bullied in the past. We have these small lineups, small four, not a true point guard half the time, not even a true center half the time. And now we have a squad, and I'm just excited to see us overpower teams. We've been the skillful team, and we still are a very skillful team, but we're also a powerful team is what it looks like. So with that, I'm just excited for them to get tested. That'll be a lot more to talk about. And then obviously I'm excited to see our team defense against a good offensive team. See how the team defense improves, gels, locks down, locks in, and see how Duke's offense benefits off of that. Obviously missed shots. That's going to help us get out in transition. And then we have a true point guard who is finding his flow. So that just benefits the team all around. Like I said, that's that. Not getting too much into the second half, and I haven't even really had time to take this game in, but I wanted to go ahead and get this out because that's what we do. You probably got an article coming out on 247, so check that out, right?
Yes, I have a post-game article coming out very soon.
So I'll let you get out of the way so you can go work on that. Appreciate all that.
Shout out to me for...
Shout out to you. I'm surely happy for that. Appreciate everyone. I just saw the live tweets of the game, and I was just like, oh, it's finally here. Weren't you just so glad when you just saw the timelines, just 100% Duke talk?
It's so much fun, and it just, I'm like so happy. I think it's when I'm the most happy.
It's like I need time to slow down so I can watch every minute of the game.
Oh, my God.
You are fucking me up today.
Sorry.
But I just feel like I need time to slow down when the game's on. I need time to watch every minute of it, live tweet it without missing a second of it, which I guess I can do in commercials, but you can't. Sometimes you just got to tweet something. And so anyways, with that being said, I'm just so excited that it's here. I know everyone else is as well. And reach out. Say what you thought about the game. And we'll get on to, what is it, next Friday?
Yes, November. Actually, I think it's Saturday because that is the 4th.
So that's
the next exhibition. And then we have Elon after that.
That's what it
to
is.
To start the regular season. Yes, Saturday, November 4th, 1 o'clock.
Okay then. So we'll see how that one goes. Hopefully it goes exactly like this one. Appreciate everyone. The Duke love is strong. Have a great weekend. Halloween coming up. When's that?
Tuesday.
I know nothing about dates. I'm just excited. We'll find our form with this. I think I like good little game recaps. I don't really like getting into the, like, I'm not a basketball coach. I don't want to talk necessarily like I'm a expert of basketball. I just want to give whatever I'm thinking and overall thoughts about the game, about the team, about what's coming up, what do the downfalls look like, what can you improve on, give my thoughts. And if you like listening to that or you want to chime in, then that's great. And then, of course, the behind-the-scenes stuff as well. Like, there's always more to the story than it meets the eye, you know? So that's also interesting to talk about. And, with that being said, have a good weekend. We'll be back. I'm so excited that it's Duke season. And you got anything?
I think that's it. Slowly but surely getting there. I think after next week's game, they'll be, you know, coming in a lot more quicker.
Yeah.
It'll be true season.
Yeah, for sure. I've never seen this type of excitement behind the exhibition game.
No, a lot of people were very... I know. Like, I feel like last year's game that we went to, we actually went 1 year ago today to last year's first exhibition game. And it was a lot of excitement behind it, but nothing like this
year. They were
dealing
with a lot of injuries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, kind of low-key. This year it was, like, there were people waiting outside for 7 hours.
Right.
In line to get in. So, I mean, that can do nothing more than excite you. So that's it. We'll be back. This has been the Rambled Recap 5 minutes after the game concludes. Have a good weekend. We're out.